It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 23rd, 2018. So another car cast today because of today is B-Day? D-Day? Tsunami Day? Whatever you want to call it. This is the big event. So I don't think I'll have time to even, or I probably won't even want to go in my studio tonight to do any recording. So I figured knock one out pretty quick. Not going to be weather related because I can't read notes while I'm driving. So I don't know about you guys, but I've been in kind of a media funk, if you want to call it that. I have been attempting the last few years to stay up to date on, well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Universe side for TV shows. I'm a little bad about watching the Marvel movies, but I'll leave that for something else. But then also you have the DC Universe, all the Arrowverse stuff, Arrow, Legends, Flash, Supergirl, Black Lightning, I think is the five. So I'm all caught up on those five series for this year. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm sure at least most of you probably at least partially seen it, but there may be spoilers in this. But it was extremely weird when I first watched it, and then I didn't watch it for a few weeks while it was airing, and ABC's app dropped the episode, so I couldn't catch up. So I just kind of decided at that point, you know what, I'm just gonna wait until it came out on Netflix and watch it there. Well, also in the meantime, all the Marvel shows that are on Netflix, you know, are out there. And I've kept up to date on those pretty much. And, Luke Cage came out with it season 2. And I haven't had a chance to watch that either. But I've just been kind of this funk where I just don't want to start something new. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just being I'm so tired all the time, but or just time, I don't know. But anyway, I've been pretty much watching Star Trek Next Generation, the entire series from beginning to end. For some reason in my head, apparently, I feel this be more of a mindless show, or I'm just enjoying it. And maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But anyway, I had this thought last year. I was kind of a break where there really wasn't anything to watch. It's like, you know what? Let's watch Star Trek from beginning to end. Now, I have tried to watch the original series in the past. I'll probably get death threats or something from all the Trekkies out there. Original series just isn't my thing. I couldn't really get into it. So I am skipping the original series. I may at some point go back and watch them. But my generation really came from the Next Generation and forward. So that's what kind of plan. Watch the Next Generation when I finish that up. Going to Deep Space Nine. I know there's timeline differences there between Deep Space Nine and I believe Voyager. But I'm really just going to focus on one series at a time. So I'll go through all of Deep Space Nine, do all of Voyager, you know, and so on and so on. So I guess that's really what I've been watching. I know Luke Cage is going to be good. I really enjoyed the last one. I think part of it is when I watch those kind of shows, I like to try and pay attention. I don't want to be distracted with computer or anything else. And I just haven't been in that mood where I want to think and process. I just want to veg out. And yeah, I should be, you know, Star Trek, you can kind of do that too. But I've seen the episodes before. It's not like it's the first time seeing it. To where I really, truly need to pay attention. And also, you kind of got to face it. Star Trek is just a bunch of episodes. There usually isn't too much of an overarching story that comes to big head at the end of a season. So, at least from my experience, I shouldn't blatantly make a statement like that, but from my experience, that's what I have seen. I'm going to hit the gravel here, so it's going to go a little bit louder. So, that is what I've been watching on TV, and I know I really should get, at the very least, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. caught up, because I would assume that's starting up here again soon. And then, you know, circle back to Marvel movies. I don't go to a ton of movies. Usually when I watch them, I'm going to be watching at home. And on my couch. Yeah, there's a whole movie experience. I'm sure Joel is probably screaming at me right now. What the hell? Why don't you watch the movies on the theater? But, I don't know. It's just, now I do now have a son that does enjoy them, so we've been doing a little bit. But some of those, you know, he's to that age where PG-13 is usually pretty good, but really should see it first just to make sure. Because he's still 11. Yeah, 11. So, you know, you could argue one way or the other about should he be seeing them or not. And I would really like to see them first to do that evaluation for myself, rather than just take him and find out it's not good for him. For life, I can't remember. I can't remember his name. The guy who's sassy, swears a lot, nasty jokes. I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about by now. Rated R movies. Great movies. Two just came out. Is coming out. Anyway, that's how my brain works sometimes. I can remember everything else around it except for the physical name. And I'll think about when I'm done recording. So, yeah, that's kind of how I consume media. At some point, I may want to do like what I see Mike Menegay is doing, and going through the entire Marvel universe from number one, the current Marvel universe. Anyway, so I think this will work for an episode for tonight, because no idea what my schedule is going to be for the rest of the day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Just remember to always watch the weather, and have a good day. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.